is KAYTFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my old wretched soul. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my old wretched soul, he turned around and chose my old earthen vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Father God, Yahweh, who are in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through the faith that we were crucified with him. I pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us. Even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us so that we come short in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that all of those that are here in Christ by the faith this morning, please say amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible clearly tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yes, I give thanks to God this morning for the few of you that are tuned in. For the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. I welcome you preachers also that are tuned in this morning, and also my enemies and the haters. We welcome you this morning. For what a wonderful time to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God. What opportunity it is to be here this morning. I almost didn't make it. The deaf angel stopped by our family. And just yesterday, my Uncle Fred Williams Jr., was hospitalized on January the 1st. He had a heart attack. And just on yesterday, he passed away. Oh, the Lord is a good God, and all the time he's good, but truly what an honor it is to be able to be here today and to still be about the Father's business. what a wonderful gift it is to have the bloodline and the call. I'm truly honored and thankful that God brought me out of the pain of bywords. For I am not a colored man, I'm not black, I'm not a Negro, I'm not an African American, but I'm from the tribe of Judah. I'm from the offspring of David. It is the Lord's doing, and it is truly marvelous in our eyes. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, and choose to follow along this morning, Luke chapter 22, the 22nd chapter, once again, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to try to bring you out of the darkness of religion and get you to rest in this glorious gospel of the kingdom where the world will hate you without a cause. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Luke chapter 22, and we will pick this up in the 31st verse, and it says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Oh, praise be to his holy, holy, holy name. You see, the Bible tells us that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. For above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and had put all things on his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 23 declares, oh, praise his holy name this morning. You see, the Bible tells us that when Jesus knew that the devil was coming to tempt Peter severely, he did not pray for his prayers or fasting or Bible study, or denomination, or water baptism, or positive thinking, or faith confession, or wisdom of the word not to fail. But he prayed that his faith fail not. Faith in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross is the only power to deliver us from our sin nature and keep us holy until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 through 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 declares. You see, Paul warned Timothy about false brethren, wolves in sheep clothing in the last days. We're definitely in, in the last days. They're having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5 declares. The power he is speaking of here is the power in the message of the cross, the gospel of the kingdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 declares, to impart the faith to die in order for the power of the resurrected Christ to live. My friends, we are going to live, or Christ Jesus is going to live, but both of us cannot live together due to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 7, verses 14 to 25, and Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2 declares. You see, the truth of the matter, my friends, is that we who can do no good must be dead by the faith in order for Jesus Christ, who can do no evil, to be alive in us and live his resurrected life through us. The only other alternative will be that we who can only do evil will be alive serving the wicked one, and Jesus that can only do good will be dead in us. Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 to 15, the Spirit of the Lord says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The second death is for whosoever rejects the first death. I mean, if the Bible tells us plainly about a second death, then there must be some wisdom pertaining to the first death. And that wisdom, my friends, the cross, and your death there with Christ, it's where your faith has to be, and the only place your faith must be to gain total victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, the result of which is holiness. And without holiness, no man will see the Lord. The Lord, our righteousness, and he is also our holiness. Don't be fooled by the clowns that call themselves by Christ's name while not doing what he said. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized in the baptism of death with Christ on the cross shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. You see, this is not, my friends, about me. And this is not about your preacher. This is not about you, but it's about Jesus Christ, our hope of glory, the way, the truth, and life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by him. And if you're trying to get to the Father some other way, it's not going to happen. As the president said, it is what it is. You see, the Lord God Almighty, whom knows all things, whom is much brighter and smarter than you or I, he prepared a way for us before the foundation of the world. He had this plan all along that his son would come into the world and lay down his life, and no man would take it, but he laid down his life in order to take away our sin debt, but not only to take away our sin debt, but prepare the means for us to die, that we could do this while we were yet alive and not having to die in sin and be separated from the Lord God Almighty for all eternity. You see, every week, the Lord reminds me to remind us that there's no one in hell right now. Well, that's millions of folk. A place called Hades. It's a place of torment where there's no water, no food, no rest. It's a place where those that rejected the first death are now waiting to be sentenced to the second death because they refuse to believe this teaching. Because most of those whom God sent to preach this message, they don't drive real fine cars. They don't live in big, beautiful houses. They have become poor that you may become rich. They are aware that this old world as we know it is passing away. They are aware that there will come a day that all of this will come to an end. And those that preach another gospel, money coming, and start your own business, and all that stuff them clowns talking about, what will happen to their finances when they are gone and they're not preaching the gospel of the kingdom and don't repent for preaching a lie? They too will be in this place called Hades, waiting to be sentenced to the second death because once again they rejected the first death. How horrible it is for those that are there. But it's a place of hopelessness. It's a place where there's no other chance. It's the end. This is why it is so important for those that God has turned their lives upside down to bring them to you to preach this one message, because they are too afraid to try to rob him of his glory. He have turned their lives upside down, and now they are too afraid to preach their own gospel. He have turned their lives upside down, and they refuse to try to deceive you. You see, as many of you know that follow this ministry, we're not in this thing for any money. We don't even ask for any donations. We don't even ask for you to buy any CDs. We don't ask you anything. But we ask that you examine yourselves, see if you're in the faith, if you're trusting in his death, burial, and resurrection, and if you believe that following him is the way that is truth and that brings life, then you're well on your way. Bible says if you have faith in this as the grain of a mustard seed, it suffices. The Bible says my grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My friends, the Lord is good. And the good news is, for the Lord himself, the Bible tells us, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And the Bible tells us, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Oh, praise be to his holy name this morning. And the Lord want to comfort you with these words, that he's gone, but he's coming again. He's gone, but he'll be back. He's gone to prepare a place for us, but he's coming to get us out of this mess. And we all caught up, the true believers in Christ. We have a multitude of haters. I try my best to be kind, but it doesn't work. Jesus makes it very clear in this world, you should have tribulation. He said, but be of good courage, for I've overcome the world. I try to be nice to people, try to do what I can, but that doesn't stop them from hating me. And the Holy Spirit informed me that it's because the Holy Spirit, which comes to us through revelation, to give us the revelation of Jesus Christ, this is how we get to know him, by revelation. So you can't get to know him through the Bible. You can't get to know him through your preacher. You can only get to know him through a revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And when the Holy Spirit come, the Comforter, our Helper, then he will show us all things pertaining to him. And this, my friends, is pertaining to him. For God's way is the cross. There's no other hope for me. There's no other hope for you. And there's definitely not any other hope for your preacher. This is it, my friends. This is the gospel of the kingdom. This is the message that when Jesus returns, this is the fate that he will be looking for. We must be watched and waiting for his return. I know a lot of preachers tell you, start your business, get rich. I understand. You know, you become a millionaire. I understand. You know, I don't have any qualms against a man that want to do what he want to do. That's his business. I don't hate you if you want to preach what you want to preach. That's your business. Jesus loves you. I still love you. Only thing I can say to you, though, is if you're not preaching the gospel of the kingdom, then it's not according to the Bible. And if you're not preaching according to the Bible, then you're not led by the Spirit. Well, then if you're not led by the Spirit, the Bible says the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. The Lord is good. And all the time, he's good. Somebody's listening this morning that you too have been rejected. You too have been become an outcast because you were destined to come into this revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus loved you this morning. Has a perfect plan for you. And that plan is to trust in him. That plan is to follow him. I know many of you that are listening that are caught in religion. You know it's more to this than what you're hearing about on Wednesdays, on Sundays. You know it's more to it. You read your Bibles. You realize that God talks about a rich man's chances of getting into heaven is like a camel going through the eye of a needle. It also applies to a rich preacher, but they'll never tell you that. You know, they believe that a big house, big fine car is the indication that they are walking with God. The Bible says it's just the opposite. How can you accumulate riches at a time like this when folks are starving to death? Folks have no place to stay. Folks have no money. How can you as a preacher accumulate multitudes of money, riches, in a time like this when people are starving to death? People are on the streets. They have no money. And some of these clowns, they have so much money, their eyes bulging out their heads. But it won't give you a dime. You can take that to the bank. But anyway, Jesus, he gave his all for you. And he's calling you this morning to come unto him. Don't worry about the rest. Just come unto him. The Spirit of the Lord is asking this morning, will you accept his sacrifice he paid for you on the cross? Will you accept his offer of salvation? Not man's offer. Will you accept his? Would you accept the sacrifice Jesus paid for you at the cross today? Today is the day of salvation. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. Ask Jesus to come inside of you and be your Lord. And then take up your cross and follow him. We're the Three of Us Ministries, and I am Messenger Metric McGillner from Pineville. And oh yeah, look what the Lord has done. We invite you to tune in next week, same place, same time. We ask you to also invite a friend to tune in. Where Jesus Christ is Lord and the truth will set you free. We're truly grateful and thankful for who knows, next week might be your time to get in where you fit in, or today might be yours. Well, we love you all and what an opportunity it is to come to you and tell you the truth. What opportunity it is to come before you with fear and trembling, knowing that if I preach another gospel, and the Bible tells me that not only do I lose my soul, but it also trickles down to my children and grandchildren. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What wonderful God we serve. And by the way, thank you, Lord, for giving me this opportunity. My baby boy just graduated with a master's degree in computer science. Oh, praise be to God's holy name. Brought him through. Now, the Lord's will, you know, he pick his Bible up and keep reading and learning even more. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful accomplishment that is. And I just thank God for being with him every step of the way. And I thank God for you this morning. And may God keep you.